Being in a lifelong relationship is a profound commitment. True compatibility encompasses a vast spectrum of factors that contribute to a fulfilling and enduring bond. Let us delve into few aspects of building a life together, exploring the intricate interplay of values, beliefs, lifestyles, and aspirations that shape the foundation of a successful partnership. Intellectual depth and cognitive approach. In what ways do your intellectual strengths shape your approach to life, work, and relationships? Do you seek a partner who complements or challenges this? When confronted with a complex problem, do you rely more on logic, intuition, or experience? How do you expect your partner to engage in your thought process? How do you handle situations where you or your partner are clearly wrong? Do you debate, reconsider, or stand your ground? What kind of intelligence, emotional, analytical, creative, draws you in the most? And how does it influence your attraction to someone? How do you process and retain new information? Through deep reflection, discussion, or hands-on experience? How would you want your partner to contribute to your learning process? What's a topic you're deeply passionate about that you often feel misunderstood discussing? How important is it for your partner to engage with it? When making an important decision, do you rely on logic, emotions, intuition, or a mix? How would you want your partner to contribute to that decision-making process? Would you rather be with someone who constantly challenges your intellect or someone who provides stability and reassurance? Why? Emotional intelligence and maturity. How do you instinctively react when faced with emotional discomfort, withdraw, confront, rationalize, or suppress? What's a moment in your life when emotional intelligence made a crucial difference? How do you apply those lessons in relationships? What's your default approach to handling conflict? Seek immediate resolution, allow time for reflection, or avoid confrontation? When your partner is upset but refuses to talk about it, do you respect their silence or push for discussion? Why? How do you navigate situations where your partner challenges your emotions? Do you reflect, push back, or shut down? Can you recall a time when you misjudged someone's emotions? How did it impact your relationship with them? How do you expect your partner to handle your vulnerabilities? Do you prefer gentle reassurance, honest feedback, or space? Self-perception, confidence, and self-esteem. How would you describe your level of self-esteem, and what are the biggest influences shaping it? In what areas of life do you feel the most confident, and where do you struggle with self-doubt? How does your self-perception shift in personal versus professional settings? Do you think your partner should play a role in reinforcing your confidence? What are some behaviors or traits that instantly reveal whether someone has genuine confidence or is just masking insecurity? How do you handle criticism? Do you take it as a challenge, internalize it, or dismiss it? What's one insecurity you rarely admit to others? And how would you want a partner to handle it if they noticed it in you? Enthusiasm, passion, and engagement in life. How important is passion and enthusiasm in your partner? Can you describe moments where it has made a relationship more fulfilling? What activities or pursuits light you up, and do you need your partner to share them, or is it enough for them to just support you? Do you thrive in relationships where both partners have independent passions, or do you prefer shared goals and pursuits? Why? What's something that makes you come alive that you wish more people, especially a partner, would understand about you? Handling emotions, anger, and relationship dynamics. How do you handle frustration? Do you need space, reassurance, or a problem-solving approach? How do you react when someone disappoints or betrays you? Do you forgive easily, hold grudges, or seek clarity before deciding? What does forgiveness mean to you? An act of choice, a natural process, or something earned over time? When mistakes happen in a relationship, do you focus more on the intent behind them or their consequences? If your partner makes a mistake that directly affects you, do you need an apology, a solution, or just time to process it? What's your response when your partner expresses emotions differently than you? Do you adapt, get frustrated, or feel disconnected? What does masculinity mean to you in a relationship? And how should it be expressed without overpowering humility? Holistic relationship vision. When things go wrong in a relationship, do you instinctively look inward for solutions or expect mutual problem solving? If someone were to observe you in a difficult moment, what would your reaction reveal about your true nature? What's the most emotionally vulnerable moment you've had with someone? And how did they respond? How do you want to be loved, through words, actions, presence, or something else entirely. Genetic and family health history. What's the most significant health issue that runs in your family, and how do you actively work to prevent or manage it in your own life? If a serious health condition arises in your family, do you take a proactive or reactive approach to dealing with it? Why? How do you feel about genetic testing or preventive health screenings to identify potential risks early? Have you or your family members undergone any major medical treatments that changed your outlook on health and lifestyle? What's a health-related fear you carry due to your family history, and how do you plan to address or mitigate it? Can you provide an overview of your family's health history, particularly any hereditary conditions or illnesses that run in the family? Is there a history of chronic conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, thyroid issues, dialysis, heart disease, or cancer in your family? How have these conditions been managed or treated? Are there any specific health issues, such as arthritis or thyroid disorders, that are prevalent in your family? How has this affected the quality of life for those who have experienced it? What steps do you or your family members take to manage hereditary health risks? And are there any preventative measures you prioritize? How does your family approach overall health, including regular screenings and lifestyle choices? Are there any specific health practices you follow? In terms of dental health, is there a history of orthodontic issues or the need for treatments like aligners, braces, or other dental care in your family? Chronic conditions, medications, and medical awareness. Do you or your partner require any long-term medications or treatments? And how do you ensure consistency in managing them? Have you ever ignored a health issue for too long? What made you finally address it, and what did you learn from the experience? If your partner were to develop a chronic condition, how would you adjust your lifestyle and responsibilities to support them? How do you handle unexpected health emergencies? Do you remain calm, take charge, or rely on others for support? What's your philosophy on traditional medicine versus alternative healing methods? And how do you integrate them in your life? Physical well-being and lifestyle habits. How do you view fitness, strictly as a necessity, a discipline, or a passion-driven pursuit? What role does physical activity play in your daily routine? And how do you feel when you go without it? Do you prefer structured workouts like gym sessions and running? Or do you find fitness in daily movements like walking and stretching? How does your approach to fitness align with your partner's, and do you expect them to match your level of commitment? Have you ever had an injury or physical limitation that changed how you approach health and exercise? Mental and emotional well-being. What's your coping mechanism for mental stress, meditation, physical activity, distraction, or deep introspection? Do you believe in seeking therapy or counseling for emotional well-being, and have you ever considered it for yourself? What's a deeply ingrained fear or phobia you have? And how has it shaped your behaviors or choices? How do you handle moments of emotional overwhelm? Do you bottle it up, express it, or turn to specific outlets? What's one past experience that significantly affected your mental health? And how did you recover from it? Diet, nutrition, and eating habits. How mindful are you of your diet? Do you eat for pleasure, health, or convenience? Do you believe in strict dietary disciplines, e.g., vegetarianism, keto, intermittent fasting? Or do you allow flexibility in eating habits? How do you balance cravings and indulgence with maintaining a healthy diet? Have you ever struggled with an unhealthy relationship with food, whether it be over restriction, emotional eating, or disordered eating habits? What's your perspective on supplements, vitamins, and organic foods? Do you see them as essential, optional, or overrated? Sleep, recovery, and rest habits. What's your ideal sleep schedule? And how do you feel when it's disrupted? Do you believe in strict bedtime routines, or are you flexible based on work, social life, and other commitments? Have you ever struggled with insomnia, sleep paralysis, or nightmares? How do you manage them? How do you recharge after an exhausting day, solitude, socializing, nature, or entertainment? What's your view on naps, essential, unnecessary, or dependent on the situation? Hygiene, personal care, and preventive health. Do you prioritize preventive health checkups, dental, eye, full body scans, or do you only visit a doctor when necessary? How meticulous are you about personal hygiene? Do you follow strict routines, or are you more laid back? What's one personal care habit you are extremely particular about that others may not find as important? Do you have any strong preferences regarding your partner's hygiene and grooming habits? How comfortable are you discussing intimate health issues with a partner, and do you expect the same level of openness? Substance use, addictions, and unhealthy habits. Have you ever struggled with or had to actively resist an unhealthy habit, e.g., smoking, drinking, junk food, excessive screen time? What's your perspective on alcohol, tobacco, or recreational drugs? Do you see them as a personal choice, a social norm, or a harmful addiction? If your partner had an unhealthy habit you disapproved of, how would you address it? Would you expect them to change? Have you ever witnessed addiction in someone close to you? How has it shaped your views on self-control and discipline? How do you handle peer pressure in social settings regarding drinking, smoking, or indulgent behaviors? Mind-body practices. Do you practice any form of meditation, mindfulness, or breathing techniques? If so, what impact have they had on your life? Do you engage in yoga, tai chi, or other mind-body wellness practices? If not, have you ever considered trying them? What's your perspective on holistic healing practices like acupuncture, Reiki, Ayurveda, or naturopathy? How do you manage energy levels throughout the day, caffeine, power naps, stretching, or mindset shifts? Have you ever experienced a moment of deep stillness or spiritual clarity through meditation or movement? If so, what was it like? Long-term health vision and aging gracefully. What's your biggest health-related goal for the next decade, and what are you actively doing to achieve it? How do you envision your health in old age, and what steps are you taking today to ensure a strong future? Do you fear aging and its effects, or do you embrace it as a natural progression? If a serious health condition or disability were to affect you or your partner, how do you see your roles evolving? What's the most valuable lesson about health and well-being you've learned so far? And how has it changed your perspective on life? Core life principles and philosophies. What are the fundamental principles that guide your life, and how do you uphold them in daily decisions? Are there any specific life mantras or philosophies you follow? Which ones resonate most with you, and where do you see alignment or conflict with a partner? Do you believe in absolute moral values, or do you think right and wrong are subjective based on circumstances? What is your perspective on karma, destiny, and free will? Do you believe life is predetermined, or do you create your own path? What does living a meaningful life mean to you, and how do you actively work toward that purpose? Spirituality and partner compatibility. How significant is spirituality in choosing a life partner? Do you seek alignment, mutual respect, or is it not a priority? Do you prefer a partner who follows the same spiritual path, or do you value diverse perspectives on spirituality? How do you expect your partner to engage with your spiritual beliefs? Through participation, understanding, or complete independence? If you and your partner had conflicting spiritual views, how would you navigate those differences? What role do you believe a partner should play in supporting your spiritual growth and journey? Religious and spiritual practices. How important is religious or spiritual practice to you, daily, occasional, or only when needed? What religious or spiritual activities are integral to your life? Prayer, temple visits, fasting, meditation, rituals? Do you have strong expectations for a partner's participation in religious rituals? Or is personal choice more important to you? How do you balance tradition and modernity in your religious or spiritual beliefs? If your partner follows a different set of rituals or doesn't practice at all, how would you approach that? Influence of spiritual leaders and gurus. Do you follow any monks, gurus, or spiritual leaders? If so, what aspects of their teachings resonate with you? Have you ever undergone a major life transformation due to the teachings of a spiritual leader? How do the teachings of your spiritual guides influence your everyday choices, relationships, and ethics? Do you believe in seeking guidance from external spiritual figures, or do you rely more on self-discovery and intuition? Would you expect your partner to adopt the same spiritual leadership that you follow? Why or why not? Purpose and contribution to spiritual growth. Do you see spirituality as a personal journey, a collective experience, or a responsibility toward the world? What efforts do you make, or are willing to make, to support your partner's spiritual evolution? How do you define a good human being, and what actions do you take to embody that ideal? How do you handle disagreements on moral or spiritual matters within relationships? What small yet significant habits do you practice to cultivate inner peace and personal growth? prayer, devotion, and connection with the divine. How often do you pray, and is it more of a ritual, a conversation, or an act of gratitude? Do you believe in a personal God, an impersonal divine force, or a non-theistic form of spirituality? Do you pray to a specific deity, chant mantras, meditate, or simply practice mindfulness as a spiritual connection? What does devotion mean to you? Is it strict adherence to rituals, selfless service, or deep introspection? Have you ever had a spiritual experience that changed your perspective on life? Role of communities and religious organizations. Why do you think religious and spiritual communities, like BAPS, Dada Bhagwan, Sivananda, etc., exist? Do you believe spiritual communities help individuals grow, or do you think they impose unnecessary structures? Have you been actively involved in any spiritual or religious communities? If so, how has that shaped you? Would you want your future family to be part of a religious or spiritual community? Why or why not? If your partner had strong views against religious institutions but valued personal spirituality, how would you reconcile that? Personal growth, ethics, and higher purpose. What practices help you become a more conscious and ethical individual? Do you believe in reincarnation, enlightenment, or any concept of life beyond death? What do you think is the most important lesson spirituality teaches about relationships? How do you ensure that your spirituality translates into kindness, compassion, and ethical actions in daily life? If you had to summarize your spiritual outlook in one sentence, what would it be? Understanding grooming and its significance. How do you define personal grooming in the context of a life partner, and how much importance do you place on it? What are the grooming habits or practices that you consider non-negotiable for yourself and your partner? In what ways do you think grooming reflects one's self-respect and discipline? Do you think it plays a role in how others perceive us? Can you describe any specific grooming routines or self-care practices you follow that you believe are essential for maintaining physical and mental well-being? Physical appearance. How do you feel about physical attractiveness in a partner? Is it a priority for you, or do you place more value on personality and emotional connection? Do you believe that one's appearance can change over time, and how do you feel about adapting or accepting those changes in a long-term relationship? Are there any aspects of your partner's physical appearance, e.g., height, weight, skincare, hairstyle, that are important to you, and why? How do you feel about aging and how it might impact your partner's appearance over time? Is it something you're open to accepting, or do you think it's essential to maintain youthfulness? Fashion, style, and identity expression. How would you describe your own style, and how do you think it reflects your personality and lifestyle? How important is it for you and your partner to share similar fashion tastes, or are you open to celebrating differences in style? Do you believe that dressing a certain way, such as wearing branded clothing or adopting a particular fashion trend, says something about your values or identity? Would you be comfortable if your partner's style choices did not align with yours, and how do you think this impacts your relationship? Self-care, habits, and long-term compatibility. Do you think it's important for partners to maintain a shared sense of self-care? And how do you envision balancing individual needs with collective grooming habits? Can you describe how you would approach situations where your partner is not as conscious of their grooming or appearance as you would like? In the long run, how would you want to support your partner's health and appearance, both physically and emotionally? Is this something you see as part of a collaborative journey in your relationship? Understanding and navigating dietary preferences. How do you feel about your partner's dietary preferences, especially if they differ from yours? Are you open to embracing their choices, or do you see it as a potential challenge? How do you envision handling situations where your dietary preferences, e.g., vegetarianism, veganism, or preferences for certain cuisines, are not aligned with your partner's choices? What role do you think food preferences play in a relationship? And how do you feel about accommodating each other's likes and dislikes without compromising personal values? Culinary exploration and shared food experiences. How important is culinary enjoyment and the exploration of new foods in a relationship? Do you see food as a bonding experience, or is it more of a functional part of life for you? How do you feel about cooking together or trying new recipes as a couple? Do you see it as an enjoyable activity that strengthens the connection, or do you prefer to leave the cooking to one person? How do you envision shared meals and food experiences in your relationship? Do you have a vision for cooking together, trying diverse cuisines, or creating unique dining moments? The value of culinary skills and innovation in relationships. How important is it to you that your partner has culinary skills? Do you value a partner who can cook, and how do you feel about the creativity and innovation in the kitchen? Can you describe how you feel about a partner's ability to create dishes that appeal to everyone, especially in a family setting? Would you be comfortable if your partner did not share your passion for cooking or experimenting with new dishes? Do you think a partner's cooking abilities contribute to their overall appeal and how they contribute to family life? Or do you see the role of cooking more as a practical task rather than something that adds emotional value? Balancing dietary preferences, cooking, and lifestyle. When it comes to food, what kind of balance do you seek in a relationship? Would you prefer to compromise and find common ground? Or would you rather have separate, personalized meals? How do you feel about the idea of introducing your partner to your favorite foods, and vice versa? Are you excited about exploring each other's culinary backgrounds and traditions? In a long-term relationship, how important is it for both partners to contribute to meal planning and cooking? How would you handle the responsibilities if one partner enjoys cooking while the other doesn't? Shared hobbies and interests. How do you think shared hobbies and interests contribute to building trust and intimacy in a relationship? Are there any hobbies you've always wanted to try with your partner, even if they aren't your personal favorite? What makes you interested in sharing this experience? How do you navigate differences in hobbies or interests? Does it enhance the relationship, or does it create tension? Can you think of a hobby that, if shared, could change the dynamic of your relationship for the better? What about this hobby excites you both? How do hobbies shape the time you spend with your partner? Do you tend to lean more toward individual interests or shared activities? Travel and exploration. What is the most transformative travel experience you could share with your partner? And why do you think it would be so impactful for both of you? How do you decide on travel destinations with your partner? Is it about the destination or the journey and experiences along the way? When traveling, do you prefer to immerse in local cultures, or do you prefer comfort and relaxation? How do you find a balance between the two with your partner? What destination holds personal significance to you, and how would you feel about sharing it with your partner? What is your ideal way of experiencing a new place? Do you go for adventure, relaxation, or cultural exploration? How do you envision this matching your partner's travel style? Technology and gadgets. How does technology impact your relationship? And do you think it helps or hinders connection between you and your partner? How open is your partner to trying new gadgets or embracing the latest technological trends? Does this excitement help bond you, or does it create disconnect? Do you and your partner have a shared interest in exploring new tech? If so, how do you make decisions on which gadgets to invest in together? How do you balance the need for technology and the desire for quality, screen-free time together? Does it ever feel like technology takes up too much space in your relationship? Cultural activities and traditions. How does participating in cultural activities together, like Garba, influence your relationship? Do these moments bring you closer or highlight differences? Are there cultural practices that you feel would be important for your partner to experience with you, to better understand your background or beliefs? How do you view the role of tradition and culture in your shared life? And how do you keep those practices alive as a couple? What role does learning about and participating in your partner's cultural traditions play in strengthening your connection? Games and leisure activities. How do you and your partner bond over any indoor games like cards, pool, board games, etc., or other leisure activities? Do these moments feel like quality time or a casual way to unwind? Is there a game or leisure activity that you both enjoy so much it has become a ritual? What does this ritual mean for your relationship? How do you make such activities fun and engaging without making them too competitive or stressful for either partner? Enjoying life together. What does enjoying life look like in your ideal relationship? Do you envision a life full of adventure, or is it more about small, meaningful moments shared? What are the everyday joys you and your partner cherish, and how do you make space for them in your busy lives? When you think of your happiest memories, how many of them involve shared activities with your partner, and how does that reflect the values you place on togetherness? Evening routines and connection. How do your evening routines reflect the emotional tone of your relationship? Are they about winding down, reconnecting, or both? How do you make time in the evening for meaningful conversations or shared activities? Even after a busy day at work, do you feel that your evening routine strengthens your emotional connection with your partner? In what ways? Weekend activities and leisure time. How do weekends together differ from weekdays, and what activities help create a sense of balance between rest and adventure? When you think of your ideal weekend with your partner, what would it look like? Are there specific activities or rituals you'd want to make a habit? How do you and your partner navigate the balance between doing things as a couple and spending time alone over the weekend? Books, inspiration, and personal growth. How do the books you read together shape the way you connect with your partner? Do you discuss the ideas and insights from the books, or do you keep them separate from your relationship? How do your personal reading preferences influence your shared intellectual conversations? Do you ever discover new perspectives through your partner's choices? Is there a book that has profoundly impacted your life that you wish your partner would read? Why do you feel it would be meaningful for them? How do you both encourage personal growth through your reading habits or other self-development practices? Do these habits bring you closer as a couple? Current affairs and shared values. How do discussions about current affairs help you understand your partner's values and perspectives? Are there topics you both avoid or seek out in these conversations? When it comes to staying informed, how do you and your partner balance staying updated without becoming overwhelmed or distracted by the news? How do you incorporate current events into your relationship in a way that helps both of you grow or make decisions together? Do you find that shared values in how you engage with the world around you, news, politics, global issues, strengthen your relationship? How so, as a couple? Fashion and personal style. How do you view the role of personal style and fashion in a relationship? Does it influence attraction or connection? What specific elements of your partner's fashion choices do you find most appealing? And why? Do you think dressing in a particular way can influence the dynamic of your relationship or alter how you feel about your partner? How? What does your ideal partner's fashion sense say about their personality? How closely does that align with your own style preferences? How would you feel if your partner's fashion sense changed drastically? Would it excite you or make you uncomfortable? Do you find yourself giving fashion advice or styling suggestions to your partner? How do you navigate this dynamic? How important is brand awareness and recognition to you and your partner? Social media and technology use. How does your partner's social media presence shape your understanding of them? Does it offer insight into their personality, or does it feel like a curated version of them? What do you think about the amount of time your partner spends on social media, and how does it impact your relationship? Do you think it affects their mental health? How do you balance staying connected through platforms like Snapchat, FaceTime, or WhatsApp without feeling overwhelmed or disconnected in real life? Can you describe the role technology plays in your communication as a couple? Do you prefer face-to-face conversations, or do you enjoy texting and sharing memes? How do you feel about Insta Reels or TikTok trends? Do you enjoy watching them together, or do you find them distracting or superficial? What does your partner's Twitter activity reveal about their personality? And how do you feel about their level of engagement on such platforms? How does your partner's use of social media and technology compare with yours? Do you both have similar or differing views on its role in your lives? Entertainment preferences. How do your partner's movie preferences reflect their interests, worldview, or emotional needs? Do you feel they tend to pick genres that align with your own tastes? What role does entertainment play in your relationship? Do you bond over shared movie experiences, or do you enjoy discovering new genres or directors together? Can you think of a film or series that you both watched and deeply connected over? What made it so special for you both? How do you handle disagreements over what to watch? Is there a balance between compromise and personal preferences, or do you prefer to watch things alone? How important is it for you to share entertainment interests with your partner? Would it matter if your tastes were completely different? How often do you and your partner engage in other entertainment activities like games, music, or live events? How do you decide on what to enjoy together? Travel and living preferences. How do you and your partner approach the idea of living abroad? Does it excite both of you, or do you have different views on the idea of relocation? What role does travel play in your relationship? Does it help you both grow, discover new things, and deepen your connection, or do you face challenges while traveling together? How does your partner feel about traveling for work or pleasure? Is there a specific travel destination that holds special significance for them? How do you make decisions regarding where to travel? Do you prefer adventurous trips, or do you focus more on relaxation and comfort? When thinking of vacation destinations, how do you and your partner balance your interests in exploring cultural sites versus relaxing at a destination known for its natural beauty? How often do you plan trips together, and do you consider travel a vital aspect of your relationship? Would you prioritize travel over other shared activities? How do you envision your ideal life abroad with your partner? Would you want to immerse in the local culture or maintain a lifestyle more aligned with your home country? How do you plan your holidays? Do you tend to go for the beach or mountain getaway, or do you prefer exploring cities with historical significance? How does your partner influence these choices? What is your partner's ideal vacation type? Are they the type to plan detailed itineraries, or do they prefer spontaneous travel? How do you sync your vacation plans? Social compatibility and lifestyle. How do you define ideal social compatibility in a life partner? And how does it contribute to the success of a relationship? What aspects of your social life do you hope will be complemented or balanced by your partner's social habits? How do you feel about your partner's involvement in social activities? Does it enhance or challenge your own social preferences? How do you envision balancing both your personal time and your shared social time with your partner? How important is it for you to maintain a similar level of social engagement with your partner, or are you comfortable with different social habits? How do you feel about your partner's inclination to go out at night and socialize with friends or colleagues? Is there room for compromise, or do you prefer certain times for relaxation? How do you personally feel about nightlife and social gatherings? Do you thrive in them, or do you prefer quieter, more intimate settings? How do you manage differences in your and your partner's socializing preferences, especially when it comes to invitations or time spent with others? What is your comfort level with your partner regularly inviting friends and family over? Does it create a sense of warmth, or do you feel overwhelmed by frequent social events at home? How do you navigate hosting responsibilities? Do you enjoy hosting gatherings, or do you feel more comfortable as a guest? How would you want your partner to engage with hosting activities? How do you feel about your partner's tendency to show off to friends or family? Does it make you feel proud, or does it raise concerns about their behavior? What specific actions or behaviors do you consider showing off, and how do you perceive them within a relationship? Can it be a source of tension, or do you think it reflects a desire for validation? How important is the concept of maintaining a positive family image to your partner, and how does that affect their behavior in social settings? Can you describe instances where your partner has taken steps to protect your family's reputation, whether at a gathering or in everyday life? How do you feel about that effort? How often does your partner enjoy hosting gatherings or inviting friends to your home? What are their reasons for doing so? Social connection, celebration, or something else? How does your partner approach hosting responsibilities? Do they prefer intimate gatherings, or do they enjoy larger, more vibrant events with lots of guests? How important is the ability to maintain personal autonomy within the relationship? And how do you and your partner navigate this balance between togetherness and personal freedom? What level of personal freedom do you expect and respect in your relationship, particularly when it comes to individual pursuits and passions? How comfortable do you feel about your partner expressing themselves freely, both emotionally and socially? Are there moments where you feel they withhold their true feelings or actions? Have there been situations where your partner's expression was stifled? How did you address or react to this in your relationship? What social expectations do you believe are essential for maintaining a healthy relationship, attending functions, remembering birthdays, or engaging with extended family? How do you handle the expectations placed on both sides by families during social gatherings? Are there specific behaviors or roles that need to be fulfilled in these settings? How do you balance individual needs for social interaction with the collective needs of your family? And how does your partner approach this balance? How do you ensure mutual understanding and respect when social expectations from friends, family, or society are in conflict with personal desires or lifestyle? Friendships and social circles. How would you describe the types of friends your partner has? Do they maintain a close-knit circle, or are they more social with a wider group? How many close friends do you have, and what role do these friendships play in your life? Where do your friends live, and what are their passions or professions? How does their presence influence your lifestyle or decisions? How do you manage your friendships? Do you prefer deep, one-on-one connections, or do you maintain a broader, more casual network? How many people are in your phone contact book? And how do you prioritize staying connected with them? How often do you reach out to your friends? And what modes of communication do you find most effective? Texts, calls, or social media? How do you feel about the gender distribution in your partner's friendships? Does it matter to you, or do you focus more on the quality of their relationships? What are the key factors that determine the depth of your partner's friendships? How do they navigate maintaining close relationships with people of different backgrounds? Where did your partner attend school, and how do their school experiences influence their current social life? Do they stay in touch with old classmates? Can you describe the depth of your partner's friendships with their school friends? Do they still connect frequently, or have those relationships faded over time? Who are your partner's friends, and how often do they meet up with them? What role do these friends play in your partner's life, and how do you interact with them? How would you describe the social circle you both share as a couple? Do you enjoy spending time together with friends, or do you prefer one-on-one moments? What do you look for when meeting new people? How do you decide if someone will be a good friend or fit into your social circle? What specific qualities do you value in your friends or acquaintances? And how do those values influence the friendships you seek? What social expectations do you believe are important when maintaining relationships, attending events, remembering birthdays, or simply staying in touch regularly? How do you navigate social obligations? Are you comfortable attending functions with your partner, or do you prefer to prioritize more personal time over socializing? How does your partner manage their friendships? Are they someone who deeply invests in their relationships, or do they tend to keep things more casual? How do you and your partner approach the dynamics of maintaining friendships together? And how does this impact your relationship? How do you handle situations when either you or your partner have conflicting social priorities or differing opinions about friends or gatherings? How often do you think it's necessary to introduce your friends to your partner? And what role do shared social activities play in strengthening your relationship? Family relationships and dynamics. How do you define a healthy and supportive relationship with your partner's parents? And how does that contribute to a lasting relationship? What role do you see your partner's family playing in your relationship? And how important is their approval for you? How do you envision integrating with your partner's siblings, especially if they have a very different family dynamic from yours? What responsibilities do you have toward your own siblings? And how do you see that playing a role in your future relationship? Can you describe your relationship with your immediate and extended family? How would you want your partner to interact with them? How do you navigate balancing your family time with your relationship, especially during holidays or family gatherings? In what ways do your parents' values and lifestyle choices influence your views on family life and your role in it? How do you approach family conflicts? And what strategies do you use to ensure that your partner's family remains a positive part of your life? How would you feel if your partner had a particularly strong bond with their parents? And how might it affect the boundaries within your relationship? What expectations do you have about the role your partner will play in interacting with your family and vice versa? How would you approach situations where your family and your partner's family have conflicting opinions or traditions? What's your perspective on the involvement of in-laws in major life decisions like marriage, career changes, or relocating? How do you envision the family's role in the relationship when it comes to decision-making and resolving conflicts? How much influence do you expect your partner's family to have on your relationship? And how do you set healthy boundaries around it? What kind of relationship do you envision with your partner's relatives? And how do you feel about spending time with them regularly? How do you manage time with both your own family and your partner's family without feeling divided or overwhelmed? What does spending quality time with your family look like? And how do you think it will affect your bond with your partner? How important is it for you to blend your family's traditions with your partner's in your future together? How do you prioritize your personal relationship with your partner over extended family obligations? How do you feel about multi-generational living arrangements? And how would you handle living with older relatives if that became necessary? How do you handle situations where your partner's family has strong opinions about your relationship or life choices? What role do shared family traditions play in your vision for your future? And how important is it for both families to accept and engage in these traditions? How do you support your partner when they are dealing with family drama or conflicts, especially with parents or siblings, how often do you think it's necessary to visit or communicate with your partner's family? And how do you manage the time commitment? What is your view on maintaining an individual relationship with your family while also nurturing a shared relationship with your partner's family? How do you navigate potential challenges when your partner's family has different values or practices than your own family? How important is it for you to have open communication and honest discussions with your partner's family about significant milestones in your life together? How do you balance your own family's expectations with those of your partner's family, especially when it comes to major life events like weddings or having children? What role does your partner's relationship with their extended family, aunts, uncles, cousins, play in shaping their identity? And how does it affect your view of them? How do you handle situations where your partner's family wants to be very involved in your personal decisions, like career choices or financial matters? Family planning and parenting. What are your long-term plans regarding having children, and what vision do you have for your role as a parent? Can you describe your thoughts on family planning, and what expectations do you have for raising children? Why do you believe having children is important in a family, and what does parenthood mean to you? How do you envision the dynamic between you and your partner when it comes to parenting responsibilities? What are your views on how children contribute to the overall well-being and purpose of a family unit? What specific considerations do you believe are crucial to discuss before planning to have children, such as nurturing, handling nighttime wake-ups, dealing with illnesses, managing crying and repetition, and providing socialization opportunities? How do you foresee adjusting to the lack of personal time after having children, including meeting their needs for food, clothing, school, and household chores, while balancing work and life? What are your thoughts on how to manage the balance between your children's entertainment, TV, iPad, cartoons, and fostering healthy development? How do you plan to ensure your children's financial security as they grow? And what kind of financial aid or plans would you consider for their future? What is your ideal timeline for having children? And how many children would you like to have? Do you believe in creating a structured, year-by-year 20 to 30-year plan for your children, encompassing aspects like their academic progress, marriage, and key milestones? How do you envision working with your partner in navigating big decisions like choosing schools, extracurricular activities, and the balance between career and family life? How do you see parenting influencing your personal goals? And how can you ensure that your relationship remains strong while raising children? What are your thoughts on educating children about cultural values? And how do you envision passing on your traditions and beliefs? How do you feel about involving children in decision-making processes at an age-appropriate level as they grow? What role do you see for extended family in your children's lives? And how much influence would you allow them to have? How do you plan to address potential challenges that might arise in your parenting journey, such as differing parenting philosophies between you and your partner? How important is it to you that your children have the opportunity to travel or experience diverse cultures? What are your thoughts on balancing discipline with nurturing? And how do you plan to approach this aspect of parenting? How would you like to approach conversations around sensitive topics, such as sex education, mental health, or other challenging discussions with your children? Parental expectations and intentions. What do your parents believe is the main reason for getting their child married? And how do they view marriage in general? Can you describe your parents' specific expectations or intentions behind your marriage? And how do they influence your decision? What are your parents' perspectives on marriage, particularly when it comes to giving their daughters to the boy's family? How do your parents envision the role of marriage in their daughter's future, and what are their expectations for the relationship? What are the key considerations or desires your parents have when it comes to arranging their daughter's marriage, both for her well-being and for the unity of the family? How do family members, including parents, siblings, and extended family, contribute to nurturing children, ensuring they're never left alone, and maintaining a positive, supportive atmosphere within the family? How important is it to you that your future spouse is financially stable, has the ability to take risks, maintains social connections, has a pleasing appearance, and maintains friendships while aspiring for higher goals? What role do you believe extended family and parents should play in your relationship? And how involved do you think they should be in your decision-making processes? What kind of interventions from your family or your partner's family do you feel should be avoided in your relationship? And how do you plan to handle such situations? Can you describe any boundaries or expectations you have when it comes to family involvement in your personal life and relationship? How important is it for you to maintain independence from your family's influence once you are married? And what areas would you like to keep private? What childhood and teenage values do you hold most dear? And in what situations, if any, are you willing to compromise on these values for the sake of your relationship? How do you view the influence of traditional family roles in modern marriages? And what changes, if any, would you like to see in these roles for your own marriage? Financial stability and responsibility. How important is financial stability when choosing a life partner? And what role does it play in your decision-making process? What factors do you consider when gauging someone's financial responsibility, including their spending habits, savings, and investments? Can you share details about your current financial situation, such as debts, liabilities, and your individual net worth? What are your outstanding financial obligations, including loans and other debts, and how do you plan to manage them? What assets, savings, or liquid funds do you have, and how do you prioritize financial security? Have you lent money to friends or invested in the market? And when do you expect to recover those funds? Is there any potential risk in your financial affairs, such as tax issues, fraud, or money laundering concerns? And how do you manage these risks? How important is it for your potential partner to have a reliable vehicle and a strong financial foundation, e.g., savings, investments? As part of your marriage criteria, how crucial is financial independence and earning capability for you and a partner? Can you describe the expectations you have for your partner's career and financial contributions to the relationship? Are you open to your spouse working full-time, part-time, or pursuing a business venture? How do you feel about your spouse's work commitments, particularly in relation to the number of hours worked, flexibility, or routine travel? What are your expectations regarding the balance between work, personal life, and time spent with family? How do you feel about your spouse's interactions with colleagues or business partners? And what boundaries, if any, do you expect in professional relationships? What are your partner's usual working hours? And how do you envision their work schedule fitting into your life together? How do you view financial stability and wealth in the context of your life together? And how do you plan to build or maintain financial security? What financial goals and priorities would you like to set as a couple, both short-term and long-term, to ensure mutual growth and prosperity? Household responsibilities and division of labor. What qualities do you associate with being home-wise in a partner? And how do you define domestic competence? How important is it for you that your life partner is organized and skilled in managing household tasks? What are your expectations regarding your partner's role in managing family responsibilities and daily chores? Can you describe how you envision the division of household duties and family obligations between you and your partner? How involved do you expect your partner to be in assisting with daily routines and managing household tasks? Can you share your thoughts on the level of support and contribution you need from your partner in managing day-to-day household responsibilities? In what ways do you think the guy should contribute to household chores, show respect to elders, and manage his family responsibilities? What expectations do you have for the guy when it comes to household duties, respecting elders, and supporting his partner? How do you feel about having household staff, such as maids, servants, cooks, or drivers, and how many do you plan to have? Can you describe the roles and responsibilities of household staff in your home, and how do you envision managing those relationships? Beliefs, practices, and festival celebrations. To what extent does your partner adhere to traditional or orthodox beliefs and practices, and how does that influence their daily life? Can you describe your partner's openness to modern ideas and lifestyles, and how they balance tradition with contemporary views? What festivals do you celebrate, and can you describe the traditions you follow during these celebrations? How do you typically celebrate festivals like Diwali, Holi, Garba, or Uttarayan with your family? And what activities do you engage in? Can you describe how your family comes together to celebrate these festivals and the specific customs or rituals you follow during these times? Risk-taking and adventurousness. How does your partner's approach to risk influence their decision-making, and what boundaries do they set when considering taking risks? Can you describe an instance when your partner took a significant risk, and what did they learn from it? How does your partner balance caution with excitement, especially when faced with new or uncertain situations? What types of new experiences or adventures would your partner be willing to try? and what drives their interest in exploring the unknown? In what ways does your partner encourage or challenge you to step out of your comfort zone? And how does that affect your relationship dynamic? How do you both approach decision-making in high-risk situations? Do you lean towards spontaneity or do you prefer to weigh all potential consequences? Language and communication skills. How do your partner's communication skills influence your relationship, especially during challenging or sensitive conversations? In what ways does your partner adjust their communication style when discussing complex or emotional topics? How comfortable is your partner in expressing their thoughts and feelings in different languages? And how does that impact their ability to connect with others? Can you describe a situation where your partner's language proficiency helped resolve a conflict or facilitate understanding? How important is it for you that your partner is fluent in multiple languages? And how does this skill affect your daily interactions? How does your partner's ability to listen and understand impact the way they communicate with you and others in your circle? Personal and professional goals. How do your partner's personal and professional goals align with yours? And how do you plan to support each other in achieving them? What steps has your partner already taken to work toward their long-term goals, and how committed are they to following through? How do you envision balancing career ambitions with family life and personal growth in the coming years? In what ways do you and your partner encourage each other to pursue new opportunities and embrace challenges in your professional and personal lives? How do you measure success in life, both as an individual and as part of a couple? What values and principles guide your partner's decision-making when it comes to career growth, personal development, and family life? How do you see your partner contributing to building a meaningful legacy for future generations? How do your personal aspirations and professional ambitions complement each other as a couple? What would success look like for you both, in terms of work-life balance and achieving your shared goals? Role models and influences. Who are the individuals that have shaped your values, mindset, and approach to life, and what aspects of their lives do you aspire to emulate? What specific actions or qualities of your role models have had the most profound impact on your personal growth and decision-making? How do you differentiate between influence and blind obedience, and how do you ensure that your choices align with your own beliefs? How do you define the qualities that make someone a true leader or role model in your life? And how do these align with your own goals? Can you describe an instance where you were deeply influenced by someone, and how that moment affected your life or perspective? In what areas of your life, e.g., career, relationships, personal growth, do you look to specific role models for guidance and inspiration? How do you balance the influence of others with maintaining your own authenticity and personal identity? Who in your life do you consider to be your greatest source of inspiration? And how do you incorporate their teachings into your daily life? How do you navigate when your role model's values or actions conflict with your own beliefs or priorities? Childhood experiences and trauma. Can you reflect on any challenges or adversities you faced during childhood that have influenced your outlook on life or relationships? How have past experiences, whether positive or negative, shaped your coping mechanisms and resilience today? Were there any pivotal moments in your childhood that made you reevaluate your goals or worldview? How do you think your early experiences shaped your approach to love, trust, and emotional connections? In what ways do you feel your childhood traumas or setbacks have influenced your behavior or interactions with others? How have your childhood experiences informed your parenting philosophy or the way you view family dynamics? Are there any unresolved issues from your childhood that you feel still affect your life or relationships today? How do you typically navigate difficult memories or emotions that stem from your childhood? What are some of the valuable life lessons you've learned from your childhood experiences that you carry with you? How do you ensure that past traumas do not negatively impact your future relationships or personal growth? Professional connections. How do you maintain relationships with key professional contacts, such as lawyers, doctors, or other influential individuals? And how do these relationships benefit you? Can you describe a situation where your professional network played a critical role in your career advancement or personal life? What types of industries or fields do you frequently collaborate with in your professional network? How do you ensure you foster meaningful relationships with colleagues, clients, and industry professionals? Can you describe the diversity of your professional network in terms of expertise, roles, and backgrounds? How do you manage boundaries in professional relationships to maintain a healthy work-life balance? What qualities do you value most in the professional connections you make? And how do these align with your goals? How do you navigate challenges or conflicts that arise in professional interactions, especially when working with influential figures? Can you share an example of a professional connection that had a significant impact on a major decision or project in your life? How do you maintain respect and trust in professional relationships, especially with people in positions of authority or influence? Home amenities and facilities. What are the key amenities and facilities that are non-negotiable for you in a home, and how do they contribute to your comfort and lifestyle? How do you prioritize the balance between functionality and aesthetics when designing your living space? Can you describe the kind of atmosphere you envision in your home, in terms of style, ambiance, and emotional comfort? What role do modern technologies and innovations play in your ideal living environment? How important is it to you to have spaces dedicated to personal hobbies or family activities in your home? Can you explain the significance of having designated spaces for work, rest, and socialization within the home? What level of privacy do you expect in your home, and how does that affect the design or layout of the space? How do you envision the integration of sustainability or eco-friendly practices in your home setup? How much space do you consider essential for a harmonious home environment, e.g., number of bedrooms, outdoor areas, etc.? How do you feel about the role of religious or cultural rituals in shaping the environment and routines of your home? How would you define the perfect balance between domestic responsibilities, relaxation, and entertainment within your ideal home? How do you imagine the involvement of household staff, if any, in supporting the smooth functioning of your daily life? What are the practical considerations, e.g., proximity to work, schools, healthcare, and recreational spaces, that you think should guide the location of your home? Can you describe your preferences for communal spaces versus private areas in your home? What importance do you place on creating an inviting and comfortable space for guests, and how would you go about designing it? Personal and professional balance. How do you envision balancing work, personal life, and family responsibilities on a day-to-day basis? What strategies do you use to manage your time effectively and ensure a healthy work-life balance? Can you describe the impact of your professional commitments on your family life? And how do you ensure one doesn't outweigh the other? How do you prioritize family time in the context of a demanding career or personal ambitions? What are the non-negotiable activities or moments that you prioritize for your family? And how do you schedule them into your life? How do you plan to adjust your daily routine once married or as your family grows? How do you manage personal and family obligations when facing unexpected work commitments or stress? How would you support your partner in maintaining their professional commitments while ensuring family life remains prioritized? What does your ideal family routine look like, and how would you integrate work, relaxation, and family time? How do you handle conflicts between professional goals and family needs, and what compromises are you willing to make? How often would you want to engage in personal hobbies or self-care activities? And how would you ensure they don't conflict with family time? How do you envision managing responsibilities such as errands, social obligations, and caregiving alongside your professional commitments? How important is it for you and your partner to have individual time for personal growth, and how would you incorporate that in your routine? What methods do you use to ensure that both personal and professional life complement each other without causing burnout? How do you manage your energy to remain fully present, both at home and in your professional life? Emotional support and motivation. What kind of emotional support do you believe is essential for a fulfilling relationship, and how do you envision providing it to your partner? Can you describe how you would motivate your partner through challenging times, both emotionally and practically? How do you balance offering emotional support to your partner while also maintaining your own emotional well-being? What role do empathy, active listening, and validation play in your approach to supporting your partner? How do you envision sharing responsibilities and motivating each other to achieve both individual and mutual goals? What are the most important forms of encouragement and reinforcement you seek from your partner during moments of doubt or stress? How do you believe both partners can support each other in managing family responsibilities without feeling overwhelmed? In what ways would you like your partner to show emotional care, especially in stressful situations or life transitions? How do you expect to share the emotional load in your relationship, particularly when it comes to difficult or uncomfortable situations? What actions would make you feel supported by your partner when you're going through a difficult period or when you need extra motivation? How do you envision maintaining a healthy balance of socializing with friends and family while also ensuring time and energy are dedicated to your relationship? How do you view your role in motivating and uplifting your partner, especially when they face personal or professional challenges? What are the key qualities you look for in a partner when it comes to sharing responsibilities and supporting each other in everyday tasks? Can you describe the balance between being emotionally available to each other and maintaining personal space when needed? How do you feel about providing emotional support during key life milestones, such as career changes, family planning, or health challenges? Sexual intimacy and satisfaction. How do you believe open communication about sexual desires and needs strengthens a relationship? What role does trust play in creating a fulfilling and satisfying sexual connection with your partner? Can you describe the importance of emotional connection in enhancing sexual intimacy between partners? How do you ensure that both your needs and your partner's needs are met in the bedroom while maintaining mutual respect and understanding? What are the boundaries and expectations you have regarding physical affection and intimacy in a relationship? How do you approach any potential differences in sexual preferences or desires between you and your partner? What factors do you think contribute to a healthy and satisfying sexual relationship? Beyond just physical attraction, how comfortable are you with discussing any sexual challenges or concerns openly with your partner? And how do you navigate these conversations? How important is it for you to feel emotionally secure and valued in a relationship for sexual satisfaction to thrive? How do you envision balancing the dynamics of sexual intimacy with the evolving stages of your relationship, such as parenthood or growing responsibilities? What role does mutual consent and respecting each other's comfort zones play in your sexual relationship? How do you manage any stress or pressures that might affect intimacy? And how do you encourage your partner to do the same? What is your perspective on exploring new forms of intimacy or sexual expression with your partner? And how do you approach such discussions? How do you ensure that physical affection and intimacy are maintained in a long-term relationship, even as life changes? Can you describe your vision of a healthy sexual dynamic that is both fulfilling and emotionally satisfying for both partners? Family authority and decision-making. How do you envision sharing decision-making responsibilities with your partner in your future household? Who do you think should have the final say on major family decisions? And why? How do you feel about balancing the influence of extended family, such as parents or in-laws, with your partner's role in household decisions? How do you perceive the role of parents in the decision-making process after marriage? Should they be consulted, or should it be more independent? What are your expectations regarding the level of influence a partner's parents should have in matters such as finances, child rearing, or career choices? How do you navigate situations where one family member's opinion conflicts with the values or preferences of the couple? What role do you think compromise plays in making family decisions? And how do you ensure both partners feel heard? How do you handle disagreements or conflicts about family authority? And how do you resolve such issues collaboratively? In your ideal family structure, how would you want responsibilities and decision-making to be divided between you and your partner? How do you balance tradition and modernity in family decision-making, particularly when it comes to roles within the household? Relationship history and commitment. What has been the most defining experience from your past relationships that has shaped your view of love and commitment? How do you define a committed relationship? And what behaviors do you believe are essential for maintaining that commitment? In your past relationships, what were the key challenges you faced? And how did you handle them? How do you view the concept of unconditional love? And have you ever experienced it in any of your past relationships? What lessons did you learn from the end of your past relationships? And how have those lessons influenced your approach to commitment today? How do you approach emotional vulnerability in relationships? And how does that impact your ability to commit to someone? When facing conflicts or disagreements in a relationship, how do you decide when to compromise and when to stand firm? What role does trust play in your ability to commit to a partner? And how do you rebuild trust if it is broken? How do you balance personal independence and the need for a close, intimate connection in a long-term relationship? Do you believe that a successful relationship requires constant effort, or do you see it as something that naturally evolves over time? How do you feel about the idea of soulmates, and do you think that true love is a matter of destiny or choice? How do you maintain a sense of individuality within a committed relationship, and why is it important to you? Can you describe a time when a past relationship taught you something about yourself that you hadn't realized before? How do you view the role of forgiveness in relationships? And how far are you willing to go to forgive a partner's mistakes? What is your biggest fear when it comes to long-term commitment? And how do you address that fear when considering a partner for the future? How important is it for you and your partner to have shared values and goals? And how do you navigate differences in these areas? What does emotional intimacy mean to you? And how do you cultivate that closeness over time in a relationship? How do you think past relationships have prepared you for your ideal future relationship? And what are you doing differently now because of those experiences? What if love or intimacy developed outside the boundaries of your current relationship? How would you handle that situation emotionally and practically? How do you view the importance of transparency when it comes to interactions or feelings toward others outside your relationship? In your opinion, is it possible to develop love or intimacy outside of a committed relationship without compromising the integrity of the current bond? Independence and self-sufficiency. How do you define self-sufficiency in a relationship? And what role do you think independence plays in maintaining a healthy balance between partners? How comfortable are you with managing responsibilities in the family independently, especially in challenging circumstances or when your partner is not present? How do you maintain your emotional and mental well-being while managing family affairs alone, especially during stressful or difficult times when your partner is away for an extended period? How do you ensure that family life continues to run smoothly without feeling overwhelmed or burdened? What strategies do you have for balancing your personal goals and responsibilities with family obligations, especially when you need to take on multiple roles at once? In what ways do you cultivate a sense of autonomy within your relationship while still supporting your partner and the family unit as a whole? How do you feel about maintaining a balance of independence and togetherness? And how do you ensure that one doesn't overshadow the other? How do you handle moments of personal struggle or fatigue when managing the household and your family responsibilities without feeling unsupported? Can you describe any experiences where you had to take charge of a situation in the absence of your partner? And how did you feel about it afterward? What values do you think are essential to uphold when managing a family independently? And how do these values contribute to a strong family foundation? How do you prepare for times when you might need to temporarily manage everything on your own? And what systems do you put in place to ensure everything stays in balance? How does your partner support your independence? And how do you support their need for independence as well? Flexibility and adaptability. How do you define flexibility in a relationship? And how important is it for maintaining harmony between partners? In what ways do you ensure mutual respect and understanding in your relationship, especially when facing differing opinions or values? How open are you to compromising on personal beliefs, habits, or routines to accommodate your partner's preferences and needs? Can you describe a situation where you had to adapt to a significant change in your relationship? And how did you handle it? How do you ensure that both you and your partner feel heard and respected when adapting to new circumstances or challenges? What role does patience play in your ability to adapt to your partner's evolving needs? And how do you manage your own expectations? How do you prioritize your partner's comfort and well-being while still maintaining your individuality and personal preferences? How do you manage moments of discomfort or disagreement when facing changes? And what strategies do you use to resolve conflicts? In what ways do you and your partner navigate differences in family traditions, social customs, or cultural practices without compromising mutual respect? How do you maintain a balance between flexibility and personal boundaries, especially in situations that challenge your comfort zones? How do you ensure that flexibility doesn't lead to one partner feeling like they are always sacrificing their needs or desires? Can you describe a time when being adaptable strengthened your relationship? And what did you learn from that experience? Future vision and aspirations. What are the long-term goals and dreams you hope to achieve in your personal and professional life? And how do you plan to make them a reality? Can you describe how you see yourself growing as an individual and as part of a partnership in the next 5, 10, or 20 years? How do you envision your future relationship with your partner evolving as you both work towards your respective goals? What kind of legacy do you hope to leave? And what values do you wish to pass on to the next generation? How important is it for both partners to align their dreams and aspirations to create a shared path forward in life? What steps are you taking to ensure that your personal and financial aspirations are met while also supporting your partner's goals? How do you see your roles in achieving a higher quality of life for yourselves and contributing to the well-being of your community? What societal contributions or causes are you passionate about, and how do you plan to integrate them into your life's work? How do you maintain a sense of purpose and drive towards your future goals, especially during challenging times? In what ways do you ensure that both you and your partner are equally invested in realizing a future filled with shared dreams and aspirations? How do you plan to balance ambition with contentment in your pursuit of success and happiness? What does an elevated standard of living mean to you, and how do you and your partner envision achieving this together? Business ventures and investments. What inspired you to start your current business, and what long-term vision do you have for it? How do you balance business responsibilities with personal life, and what systems or strategies help you maintain that balance? Can you describe the key milestones or achievements that have shaped your business journey so far? What growth targets do you have for your business over the next 1, 3, and 5 years? And what steps are you taking to achieve them? How do you track your business performance and ensure you meet your financial and operational goals? What is your approach to risk management in both your business ventures and investments? How do you evaluate potential business opportunities? And what criteria do you use to decide whether to invest or partner? Can you describe your financial strategies for both short-term liquidity and long-term wealth creation in your business? What is your process for evaluating and managing your investments? And how do you track their performance over time? How often do you reinvest profits back into your business? And what percentage do you allocate for savings or growth? How do you ensure legal contracts with customers and partners are well-structured and secure the longevity of business relationships? What steps do you take to prepare your business for potential financial challenges or periods of low revenue? How do you plan to handle any disruptions in your business, such as a drop in revenue, while still maintaining family and financial responsibilities? What type of support or involvement would you expect or appreciate from a partner in your business? And what role do you envision them playing, if any? Can you describe your personal and business values, and how they influence your decisions and leadership within the business? How do you ensure that your business aligns with your personal values and long-term life goals? What do you consider the biggest challenges or risks you have faced in your business? And how did you overcome them? How do you manage cash flow within your business, especially in terms of balancing operational needs and long-term growth? What key factors are external influences, e.g., market trends, customer behavior, have the greatest impact on your business decisions? How do you approach scaling your business? And what resources or strategies do you rely on to ensure sustainable growth? How do you stay updated with market changes, industry developments, and new investment opportunities? Can you describe a difficult business decision you've had to make, and what was the outcome? How do you balance innovation and staying ahead of competitors while managing the risks associated with new ideas? How do you plan for succession or exit strategies in your business? Do you have a clear vision for its future beyond your involvement? How do you evaluate the success of your business ventures, financially, personally, and in terms of impact on others? How do you involve your team or employees in the decision-making process? And what role do they play in shaping the business's direction? In what ways do you encourage continuous learning or professional development within your business environment? How do you measure the effectiveness of your marketing and customer engagement strategies in growing the business? How do you prioritize and manage competing demands within your business, such as growth initiatives versus operational efficiency? What ethical or social responsibility considerations do you take into account when making business decisions or selecting investments? What insurances have you taken to protect your business from lawsuits? Have you protected your intellectual property and confidential data and agreements? Social service and giving back. What motivates you to participate in social service or community outreach? And how do you choose the causes you support? Can you share a particular experience where your involvement in social service had a significant impact on you or others? How do you balance your professional and personal commitments with your involvement in social service or charitable activities? How do you measure the success of your contributions to society or charitable causes? How do you encourage your family, friends, or peers to get involved in social service and giving back? What are your thoughts on the role of businesses in contributing to society? How do you think businesses should approach corporate social responsibility, CSR? Can you describe a social cause or community issue that you're passionate about, and how you plan to support it in the future? What role do you think individuals should play in addressing societal challenges such as poverty, education, or climate change? How do you ensure that your charitable efforts or donations are reaching the people or causes that need them the most? How do you incorporate giving back into your long-term goals and plans, both personally and professionally? What do you think is the most effective way to create lasting positive change in society? And how do you contribute to that? How do you teach or inspire others, particularly the younger generation, to care about and get involved in giving back to society? Do you believe that philanthropy should be a part of every individual's life, regardless of their financial status? Why or why not? Can you share any challenges you faced while participating in social service activities, and how you overcame them? How do you stay connected to the communities or causes you support, and how do you measure the lasting impact of your involvement? Criminal records and legal matters. How do you perceive the impact of a criminal record on one's future, both personally and professionally? How do you navigate such challenges, if any? Can you describe a situation where you had to face legal consequences? And how did it affect your sense of responsibility and decision-making moving forward? In your view, what is the role of accountability and rehabilitation in dealing with past criminal activities? How would you approach someone with a criminal record? How do you think your past actions, if any, have shaped your outlook on law, justice, and personal integrity? What steps have you taken to ensure full compliance with the law, especially when it comes to areas like gambling or financial regulations? How would you deal with a situation where your partner or family member faces legal issues or criminal charges? What role do you believe personal values and societal expectations should play in that situation? How do you view the importance of transparency and honesty when disclosing past legal troubles or criminal involvement in relationships or partnerships? What legal frameworks or principles do you believe should guide our personal choices to ensure we don't end up in situations that could jeopardize our reputation or future? Ultimately, creating a thriving life together requires open communication, mutual respect, and a willingness to embrace both the joys and challenges that come with shared experiences. By understanding the multifaceted nature of compatibility and engaging in thoughtful self-reflection, individuals can embark on the journey of partnership with a deeper understanding of themselves and their aspirations for a shared future. May this exploration serve as a guide to fostering connections that are not only built on love but also on the solid bedrock of shared values, dreams, and a commitment to lifelong growth. Embody life mantras as guiding principles for being together.